All right, everybody. Welcome to March 25th, Monday, March 25th. Okay, we had a gentleman this morning, Drew, who I was going to be interviewing. Unfortunately, he had an emergency with his family, so he can't make it. So I'm going to cover. Not like I haven't done this before. All right. So what I'm going to do this morning is I'm going to take a few people in my coaching, and I'm just going to tell you exactly what they do to be successful in this market. Drew, okay, he's a great example. That's why I wanted to. And I actually had to talk him into it because he's so shy. He's been in the business about 5 years. He's currently number one in his office. All right. So, I mean, he went from having a decent first year to number one in his office. And I'll tell you about his journey. His journey was, it started off with him coming into the business. He's young. I'm going to say he's like 30, you know, right now. So he started when he was like 25, 26. He might be 32. I wouldn't say he's any older than that. But so he came in and he did a little of everything, like door knocking. I went door knocking with him and about five or six other people from his office. Actually, no, it was about 12 of us total when we went out door knocking. This was about 5 years ago. All right. And funny story. So we go out door knocking and we walk up to this door, and on the door it says no soliciting. And not only does this door have it's like a half, you know, round staircase at the front, and you know, three or four steps with a gate on it, and the gate's closed, and it has a gate by the sidewalk. So there's two gates to get to this front door, and a sign that says, you know, no soliciting, please. So he looks at me, and I go knock on the door. So he goes through both gates, knocks on the door. Guy comes to the door. Guy must have been like 6'4", and he says, can I help you? And Troy goes, Drew goes, hey, we sold a home in the neighborhood. No, he did the just sold script and blah, blah, blah. So how about you? When do you plan on moving? And he says, I can't believe you're knocking on my door. I own a house in Prescott and, you know, it's my second home and I'm going to be retiring in about a year and I'm thinking about downsizing this. So it was a really good door knock. And then Drew asked him at the end, hey, You were so nice, but, you have that sign. And he looks down at the sign and he goes, oh, that was here when I bought the house. So a lot of us, you know, freak out about little things like that. But people say, would you knock on the doors if they have it? Yes, I would. You're not soliciting. The Just Sold script asks, you know, basically it's just, hey, you know, we've been selling homes in the neighborhood. You know, you're brilliantly giving them information, especially the Just Listed script. So anyway, so Drew, he's done door knocking. He's called its buyers. He calls FSBOs. But what he really does, okay, that works the best for him is he'll do like 30 open houses in 30 days, you know, he'll do 60 and 60. Some days he does two. You know, if he has two listings, he'll do one in the morning, one in the afternoon at different locations. That's where he gets the majority of his business, all right? And, you know, I don't know. This year, I think he's going to close 25, 26 deals, something like that. Decent average sell price, right? And it might even be more. I don't know. I haven't talked the numbers with him in a little while, and that's what I was going to talk to him about this morning. But, if you're going to be doing business in today's market, especially with all the changes coming down, and once again, when I say that, there are no changes yet. Are there some coming? Yes. All right. A few people in the MLS have already started making a few changes, but you know, the lawsuit itself is not approved through the court yet. They're trying to settle. NAR being who I'm talking about. NAR is trying to settle. The court has to approve it. All right. So, but if it's approved under its current situation, you know, everybody's gonna have to start using a buyer broker agreement. You should be using one anyway. And here's the thing. A lot of people that I coach, especially the newer people, they're already using them. So not a lot's going to change for them. And then eventually after July, let's call it August more than likely, you're probably going to have to negotiate your compensation in there. And there's a number of ways you can do that. All right. So don't freak out. All right. It's just another, I actually did a video this morning on the benefits of this lawsuit, because while this thing's going on and everybody's thinking about it and talking about it, they're not working. Right. So if you're working, I mean, first off, nothing happens till July. So why would we even worry about it until then? Just do your job. And I do know this, if you have a pipeline of people and you have listings and you have sales, all right, you're going to be doing fine. All right. So it's the real, it hasn't changed as far as what you need to do to be successful in this business. All right. And I would say I probably have a decent amount of people on my schedule that really do well with open houses. And I've coached a lot of people that do well, meaning that you have an open house. All right. You go, remember, by my definition, an active open house is simply an excuse to prospect that turns into a free retail store to collect leads if you do it properly, which means I go out and I knock the neighborhood. I talk to the neighbors. Hi, this is Rick with Berkshire Hathaway. All right, we just listed a home in your neighborhood over here on Oak Street. 4 bedrooms, 3 baths. It's on the market for $675. And I'm curious who you might know that wants to move into our neighborhood. That's such a great question, isn't it? It's such a great question to ask people. Okay, that's a Mike Ferry script I've been using for, I don't know, 30 years, at least 25. And the reason I haven't changed it is because it works exactly the way it is. Same with the Just Sold script. They've worked incredibly well exactly the way they are. Now expires, FSBOs, okay. You can mix in a little bit more of your own personality to that. But those two are pretty straightforward exactly the way they are. I mean, and, you know, it's such a great question because, you know, people know why they moved into the neighborhood. They know people who might be moving into the neighborhood. And if they're thinking of moving themselves, they're thinking, wow, if I listed with him, I bet you he'd be doing this for my house too, right? That's why it's so important that you use social media with all of this too. An open house gets you out and knocks the neighborhood. Okay, it's a neighborhood that you can't do. It's a no solicitation neighborhood. They have guards. All right, well, call them. Mail them and call them. Knock and drop or mail and call. I would always knock and drop if you can. If you can't, you can mail and call, especially if it's your listing. All right, so it gets you out there, it gets you talking to people, or it gets you on the phone talking to people. All right, and that's how you do well in this business. I just came back from the national convention, okay, a couple weeks ago, and, you know, it's amazing to me, every convention, everything I hear, more and more people are, you know, because we went through this whole phase of social media and, you know, emailing and texting, and all of that is great, but you eventually have to talk to them. So what if you just cut a couple steps and go right to talking to them? That's always been my theory. Right. Talking to people is why we're still here. You know, this lawsuit and the things that are, it's just another speed bump. All right. I mean, and you know what? I personally believe there's going to be benefits that come out of it. You know, look at COVID. COVID was terrible. People died unnecessarily. It was terrible. But at the same token, look what happened the 18 months after it. You know, I mean, by April of that year, which was what, 2019 or 2020, we went through 18 months of probably the best ever in the history of real estate. All right. Interest rates came down. I mean, there was all kinds of things that were pent up demand, whatever you want to call it. But we went through 18 months of incredible real estate. And we're still feeling the effects of short inventory right now because of it. All right. So what should you hear out of the current condition? The current condition, you should hear this. One, if you've ever thought about becoming mostly a listing agent, now's the time to do it. While working with buyers today, start using the buyer broker agreement and most of the compensation that you're going to get is in MLS already as a cooperating fee. Okay? Now, July, August comes and it stays the way it is. You're going to have to put in, you're going to have to negotiate that fee in, okay, sometimes, because a lot of these good agents will, the great agents, they'll have their sub-agency fee or their, you know, cooperating fee on their website or somewhere. So you might have to negotiate some of your own in, and sometimes you may have to negotiate the whole thing in, all right? But that's the way the transaction goes now. It's just really doing it slightly different, okay? It doesn't mean you're going to get beat up on pay. It's up to you, really. You know, it's really a good time to say, okay, what am I worth in this business, okay? Now, I've muted you guys a while ago. So if you want to have a question, if you want to jump in there, just hit *6 and I'll be able to hear you. I would love some questions if you guys have any questions about anything going on, anything you need to make your business better. I'm going to cover a few more people, but that's basically Drew. I mean, very few people have the work ethic to do 30 open houses in 30 days or 60 in 60. And some days he did two because he wanted days off. okay, to keep that number going. And every time he does that, he goes through a tremendous run in business. Now, the thing you have to be doing in order to do this is you have to be prospecting in order to have open houses. Most of them he has are his own, although he's held other people's listings open as well. So if you're organized and you're on top of it and you're working hard, you can definitely do this. Okay? Any questions? Star six, I can hear you. I even take a statement. No questions? Okay.
Hey, Rick, I wanted to add one thing.
Oh, go ahead, Murad.
Regarding open houses, I've done quite a few of them recently. I haven't done any, but what I used to also do is spend a couple hours do drive-bys. Guard-gated neighborhoods sometimes don't allow that, but you do drive-bys, and people open the garage, clean, do the yards, whatever they do. You drive by slowly at 5 miles per hour, and you pull over, and you hand them a brochure. You just invite them. Hey, we're doing open house here. This is just an invite. And the same
Right.
thing, even other neighborhoods outside the community. That's what I did, and it's been very, very good, actually.
I love it. Love it, love it, love it. All right, cool. Yeah. So that, I mean, all those things, and what you're mentioning is also proactive. It takes, look, if you want to do well in this business, if you want to do well and not spend a lot of money too, I would say being proactive is really important. All right, thanks. Thanks, Murad. Appreciate that. Anybody else want to jump in? Feel free. Okay. All right, so what else could you be doing? All right, I'm going to give you some things I think that are, some of the top agents I'm coaching, all right, they're doing just sold calls right now. Just sold calls are really good. And, you live in an area with an average sale, especially if you're in Las Vegas. I mean, all our areas are really good from a turnover standpoint, California probably being the smallest, but your average sale price goes up. So it all comes out in the wash. Just solds, calling around your listings and sales or the companies. If there's one, if you don't have your own and you have a farming area, pick the last sale that the company did, call around using that. I mean, we have a guy in this office, Earl White, does a lot of business every year. He primarily does all his business on his Sphere and the just sold script. That's it. Doesn't call expired, doesn't call FSBOs. Because if you're calling an area over and over, you're going to be talking to expireds, old expireds, FSBOs. You're going to be talking to all of them anyway. All right, if you're going to be on the phone, as always, don't call the do not call list. That's why it's called the do not call list. All right? There is no do not knock list, though, other than, a neighborhood that has a no solicitation. Then they're all fair game otherwise. Okay? So you can do that, Stick to your number too, whatever your number is. Like, how many contacts a day do you need to make in order to achieve your goal? How many people should you be talking to? And it doesn't matter what lead source is. Okay? And the main five are your sphere, farming, which includes just listed, just solds, expires, for sale by owners, and social media. All right? So for sale by owners, okay, folks, are there for sale by owners in every market every day? Don't lie to yourself. All right, you can go to FSBO.com, you can go to ForSaleByOwner.com, you can go to Zillow, the Make Me Moves. There's all kinds of ways that you can find them. All right, and it's the one to me, it's the easiest conversation in the world. Hi, this is Rick with Berkshire Hathaway. I see your home's on the market for sale by owner. All right, I'm just calling to see if you're cooperating with real estate agents. They can say yes or no. By the way, it's the only yes or no question in all the scripts. Because even if they say no, you can continue. No? Oh. Well, what if I have a buyer willing to pay a price acceptable to you? What should I do? Well, you can take it to them here. Well, that's why I'm calling. But most of the time they say things like, well, we're going to try it a while on our own. And by the way, all these scripts I'm going through, bits and pieces here, are all in the book of everything. If you don't have a copy of the book of everything, ask your manager. They'll be happy to give you one, or you can even email my assistant, Lisa, LISAP at BHHSNV.com. You can even get involved in my coaching. I do have some open spots right now. Okay? So to me, that's one of the easiest conversations. Always make sure that if they let you come over, because the second line is, look, as a real estate professional in our area, I like to keep up with all the inventory, MLS, and for sale by owners. By the way, when you're signing a buyer broker agreement, that's what you're telling the buyer. I am aware of the whole market. The whole market isn't just MLS. It's everything else. Okay, so it's kind of important. I think it's important. If you're working with buyers, you should know the FSBO market. What if you made a personal plan to visit 2 a week? Okay, prove me wrong. Tell me it's not as easy as I'm making it sound. You call it for sale by owner. I have to keep up with all the inventory. You know, I think they all understand that they're going to get calls from agents because the inventory is tight. All right, and 94% of them end up using a real estate agent. I like those numbers. Okay, those are NAR numbers from a few years ago. All right, so try it. And then if they let you come over, all right, or if you decide to go over, make sure you ask them, all right, when you sell this, where are you going, and how soon do you want to be there? And the reason you want to know that is you want to make sure they're motivated. Okay? So that's, and then you go over and you just start talking to them. The presentation starts. You know, hey, how are you qualifying your buyers when they come over here? Are you just letting anybody know? Now, listen, I don't usually have that the first time I go out, but in my follow-up calls, I get into buyers. You know, I know how I do it as an agent. How are you qualifying your buyers? Who's going to write your contract when you put it under contract? Right? So, you know, they're not thinking of that when they list for sale by owners. They're only thinking about getting it on the market. Right? Now, some of them are a little bit more sophisticated. Right, but even if they are more sophisticated and they can handle the contract aspect, are they still getting the exposure? There's no way someone as an individual can get the same exposure that you can get, okay, as a Berkshire Hathaway agent. It's just impossible. They'd have to spend way more than the commission to get that kind of exposure, MLS only being part of it, okay? So consider visiting a portion of the market that you're not even visiting right now, right? Another group, expired listings. I don't like new expires. They're mean. Okay, call the old ones. What are old? Up to four years, but definitely last year. Last year, there's a bunch of people that listed, okay, that haven't relisted, that probably will be relisting, okay, in the near future. So there's a great group right there. Systematically go through them. Call them. Once again, stay away from the do not call. Do not call the do not call list. Someone asks me every now and then, what should I do with the do not call list? Nothing. That's why it's called the do not call. Now, but I have this great listing in my farm. Great, go knock on the door. You can go knock on the door. Right? Hey, Rick Barraby, Berkshire Hathaway. I see your home was on the market a while back. Didn't sell. I was stopping by to see when you'd like to get it back on the market and get it sold this time. And you say that with a smile face to face, like, yep, I'm that guy or gal, right? You know, so it's all in your, if you are confident, competent, and natural in today's market, you're going to clean it up. You're going to clean up. A lot of people are complaining about what's going on right now. Have you noticed? Right? It doesn't matter. You know, look. A couple of years ago, we were complaining, oh, my God, I made an offer $20,000 over asking. My buyers didn't get it. You know, oh, my God, you know, houses are on the market for 15 minutes. Now they're on the market. There's always something to complain about. Or there's always ways to look at all the benefits of every different market. Okay, there are several benefits all the time. Right? Now, should you be concerned with your own personal weak spots? Yeah. Okay, work. You? But like me, I know what my weak spots are. That's why I had an assistant. Administratively, I am administratively challenged. I'm actually proud of that because I don't want to do administration because I'm willing to prospect. I'm willing to talk to people. I'm willing to do intense, okay, semi-stalker lead follow-up. I'm willing to practice and do an incredible listing presentation, and same with buyers. I'm also willing to negotiate contracts. And then eventually I delegated some of that to my assistant as well, right? So you can set this up the way you want to. You don't always have to be working on your weaknesses if you're willing to hire somebody to do them for you. Today, I would also have somebody handling my social media for me, because you can do that. Virtual assistants from all over the world, you can do there's all kinds of stuff you can do. When it comes to that, my main assistant, I would want in my office handling everything. But other than that, you have all kinds of options if you're willing to work hard. Because remember, when you're doing, you know, one of the four items I just mentioned, prospecting, lead follow-up, you know, doing quality appointments or negotiating deals, if you're doing one of those four, you're making a lot of money per hour. Everything else, you're making a fraction of what you could be making. Okay, so I'm willing to pay somebody to do those because I know I'm not going to just sit around while someone else is doing the other things for me. I'm going to be doing things I know I need to do. Okay, it's in order to make the hour, you know, the billable hour, the hourly rate that I want to make. Okay? You know, I also think there should be a healthy dose of you under, you know, do you believe that you're the best agent to handle the transaction for them? I think you need to be. I think you need to think like that. Right? You know, are there agents that sell more houses than you? Probably. There's probably a lot that sell less than you. But you have to firmly believe that every client you're working with, it's a benefit to work with you. You know, your integrity, your honesty, your ability to help them get what they want, all those things. That's something you need to convince yourself if you're not already convinced of. Or start acting like that person now if you've been cutting corners. All right? So to bring this full circle today, you could, you know, we all should be working on our sphere. Your sphere should be loaded up in the VAC. Your sphere should be getting auto from you. You can pick what you want. I personally like the neighborhood reports and the newsletters. That's what I would use. But there's all kinds of things you can use in there. Okay? I'm going to make sure that everybody in my sphere is getting something from me. And 2 a month, I think, is good. You don't want to overdo it. They're also going to be hearing from me at least once a quarter. All right. I'm also going to make sure they're connected with me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube Shorts, and X. Okay. I'm going to make sure they're all connected. Those are my six. I'm going to make sure they're connected with me. Every one of them that if they don't accept the friend or what, I'm going to keep trying. I do. I keep trying. I go through every now and then to make sure everybody's in there. And if I'm not connected with somebody. Some people just don't check, you know? All right, so that's number one. That's the number one foundational thing we all need to do. Now, the rest of your business, do you want to call a couple expireds? Do you want to call an old couple? Do you want to visit some for sale by owners? Do you want to call around your listings and sales? Do you want to go door knocking for your active open houses? There's so many. No, I would pick at least two of those. Three's better. Four's awesome. Five makes you a rock star. Okay? I call it thrive with the big five. Once again, okay, I'll do it again. Sphere. Farming, just with just holds, expires, for sale by owners, social media. Those are the five. You decide, all right? But your sphere is the foundational spot we should all pick from. And I'm talking about proactive stuff here, not just reactive. Okay? How about any questions for me today, folks? Questions about anything going on I can help you with? Don't be shy. Questions about anything to do with real estate going on in our current environment? How about if you had to have a question, what would it be? If you just had to have a question. All right. I guess I've explained it thoroughly. All right. So, folks, listen. If you are involved in my coaching, and a couple of you are on today, I think, great. If you're not, all you have to do is email my assistant, Lisa, L-I-S-A-P, Lisa Peters, L-I-S-A-P at bhhsnvnevada.com. All right, you guys, have a wonderful day. If I can do anything for you, reach out at any time. You guys are the best. Thank you for your time.